Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here.
Hey, everybody. I almost forgot to talk. Welcome to Magical Mondays with myself, Shannon. I don't know if I'm here or not. And Virginia. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Shannon. I don't know if I'm here or not also.
I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, that's my cue. Hey. This will be fun. Okay, I'm just trying to find a ponytail holder. So, how's your day, Virginia?
It was a lazy day.
Nice.
I was completely unmotivated to do anything. And my husband said, well, sometimes you just need one of those days. And I agree, but I just hope it doesn't bite me in the butt later on in the week.
It won't. Some days just have to be like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, being that I'm such a girly girl, how come I don't have any ponytail holders in my office? Weird.
You should have a special place for them in your office.
I should. I might have to go on an expedition through my house while I'm talking to you all. Hee, hee, hee. So, what else happened in your day? Just had to got to be hanging out?
Yeah, that was it. Really.
Nice.
I was lazy on the recliner all day
long. Love it.
And I tried to accomplish things, but every time I did, I'd start it, and 5 minutes later, I'd stop it. It just wasn't happening. I just gave up and gave in to the laziness.
Nice. Your chakras needed a rest today. That's what it was.
Guess so.
I had a productive day. Because I'm on a bit of a mission, and yeah. Sorting through everything. I'm updating my website. I have some certain things I want to get done on it.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to find somebody to do it for me is challenging.
Oh, you're not willing to take on that task?
Well, I might end up doing it. But I was hoping I could find someone to do it so that I could free up my time for all this other stuff. Because as you saw when we were trying to book a time together earlier today, I don't have a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a process, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding, yeah, that they want to either do too much. But you know what's something interesting that I caught myself doing?
What's that?
You know how we were talking another show about how women don't shout out their qualifications and,
mm-hmm.
and how we sort of take a back seat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, on my journey to find someone to do my website, I was looking for a woman because my website's for women and I work with women and I just thought that would be a better fit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I was referred to someone who wasn't a woman. And he phoned me. And when I was talking to him, I found myself pretending to be dumber than I am.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird? I'm like, what am I doing? Part of it is because I don't think him and I jive together, and I just wanted him to shut up. And so I was just agreeing.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it I'm thinking, why am I not saying, no, I know how to do that part already. This is what I really need. Part of it is because I tried and he didn't listen. And the other part of it, I thought, I don't want him to know how smart I am. Why am I doing that? Weird, right?
That is really weird. It's interesting.
That's what I thought. I thought, what is going on with me? And, Yeah, I doubt he'll listen to the show. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to hire him anyway. But the first time he called, I snarled at the phone, and I didn't answer it.
Well,
I thought, wow, I'm really not feeling well today. I'm just going to stay low. And then about an hour later, I'm like, what is my problem? I want to get this done. So I did call back, and he didn't answer, and I left a message. And he did call me back, and then I did talk to him. So here's my question. Was I pretending to be dumber than I am because it was a man? Was it because I really just wasn't in alignment with this person and I didn't really want to do business with him, but I was trying to be polite?
That's what I think it is.
I
think you just weren't feeling it, and so you just said what you had to get through the conversation, and that was it, because why give more than you need to, you know, why it's not necessary to tell him, well, I already know how to do all that stuff because this is what I need done, because you don't want him to do it, so why waste your time telling him what you need done?
Right. Because when I had such a reaction when he called, because of course I knew it was him because the phone said blah, blah, blah calling, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with him. And I'm like, wow. So I do too. At first I went, wow, I just made myself sound dumber than I am. Is that because I don't like him and don't really want to work with him? Or is it because it was a man? Is it because I didn't want a man to do this project for me in the first place? Like, there were so many things that went through my mind. But
and I think a big part of it might be also because he's male and you wanted a female.
Yes.
But you were willing to give him the opportunity to hear him out and see what he had to offer and if it would work for you.
I did, and he sent me the quote today, and I'm like, oh, wow. Maybe I shouldn't have acted so dumb because
it was a good quote.
Yeah, let's just say he priced himself way out of my budget.
Oh.
And the stuff that he had on there to do, I mean, if I added it all up, we're talking lots. And I'm like, but I didn't want all this. And some of it was very overpriced. But that's because I know how to do that. Right? If I would have probably let on that I knew how to do a bunch of this stuff, I bet my price would have been different. But I didn't really. Part of me thinks I was testing him.
You might have been. I wouldn't put it past you.
You know, to see if he padded or how he did that. Let's just say I didn't buy it. So I just sent him a message saying, thank you for your quote. I will take it under advisement. I have other people that I'm waiting to hear their answers and deciding, or if I'll just do this whole thing myself. I thought that was a nice answer.
I think that works. It's that nice, like, well, we have a lot of applications to go through still.
But not happening. Yeah, I just found it interesting that I had to go and check in with myself to see why I was, you know, reacting that way.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
Kind of.
No, I do know. I knew at the time. I just, you know instantly.
Yeah.
As soon as, before the phone even rings.
You just don't always want to admit it to yourself.
Well, no, because you don't have a concrete reason, right? It's just not in alignment.
Right.
And we tend to go find reasons so that we can justify ourselves. And sometimes it's just a flat out no anyway.
So then that makes me wonder if in those times when we're trying to justify things, if we need to spend the time and that energy justifying it, because we're still going to come back to the no answer. So do we need a reason?
No. Except if you're trying to figure yourself out. Like, if you want to know why it's a no for you, right? Like,
yeah.
I wanted to know why, because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't playing dumb just because. Just because that was all on my mind and about how women do that, we do that to ourselves and stuff. I wanted to make sure that's not what I was doing. It wasn't, though, because I've worked on projects with men before, and it's been fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was when he didn't listen to me, and I just sort of checked out, like, whatever.
I would have did the same thing, even if it was a female. if I knew they weren't listening to me, I would have checked out as well. Especially
when they said a few, yeah, other things about, oh, well, you did do this, and I said, and I found myself saying, like, yeah, I was being weird, and I think I just wand off the phone. I think so. Oh, well, because none of my chakras were zinging. It wasn't that obvious. It was just a not in alignment.
And I think that's perfectly okay.
I do. Absolutely. But it's interesting to pay attention to your energy when these things are happening, right? Because I had a bit of an extreme reaction. Well, not even. Yeah, it was extreme. Because as soon as the phone rang and I heard the phone say who it was, I was like, no, I don't want to talk to them. Yet I'm the one that contacted them. Like, really, Shannon?
Right.
It was weird. That's okay. I have contacted a bunch of other people now, and we'll see if any of them can do what I want them to do. If not, I guess I'm going to have to do it myself, which, oh well.
I think you could figure it out, like figure out a time frame to get it done on your own.
That's yeah, I can. I just don't want to. I want to give my money to somebody to do it. And that's still not off the table. I have a couple of interviews in the next couple days. I'm actually interviewing people to be my virtual assistant. We'll see. I'll pay attention to my chakras. So Dana says, checking out and playing dumb isn't really the same thing. And that's true. And I didn't play dumb. I checked out. And then just wanted off the phone. Interesting. It was very interesting to me. Okay, let's talk about chakras.
All right. You start.
Okay. So they're energy centers in the body.
Right.
I see them as circles, mostly. Chakra means wheel in Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm.
And these energy centers push vital life energy called chi or prana through the body to ensure vitality. So our chakras radiate and receive energy constantly. So as we were talking about all this, I was checking in, and it was my... They're a little bit my root chakra, but not a lot. So that just means like the basic needs, so my ability to make money, which makes sense because it is my website, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a lot. So I wasn't triggered. It just was not in alignment. So,
but that's a good thing that you did, was checking in and seeing where you were feeling it in your body. Because that gives a lot of clues and information to yourself in whatever situation you're in.
It does. I know for myself, when I'm feeling it in my chest, like my solar plexus chakra, that's a huge hit. That means someone's messing with my energy, and I really need to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. And then you fight back.
Yes, I do. As we found out last week, I will fight back, absolutely. So,
sometimes we have to.
If I check out of the chat room, it's because my computer's doing weird stuff right now. So, I've not left. I haven't left the building. Oh, too funny. So, chakras are also what gives you your psychic abilities, your intuitive talents. That's
uh-huh.
why you want to know about them. Do you have a favorite?
Sorry, I was distracted by the chat room because I was just alerted that you left the chat room. Do I have a favorite? I don't think so. I don't think that I favor one over any. Okay, well, I'm saying no, but I'm feeling like my crown chakra is my favorite.
Your crown chakra is saying, hey, what about me?
Because I'm, like, looking at all the other ones, and, you know, I see how some, you know, are more open than others or what have you, but nothing was jumping out as my favorite, and as I'm about to tell you no, my crown chakra started kind of tingling.
Yeah. My internet is connected, so, yeah. I'm offline.
As long as your phone doesn't disconnect, we're good.
We're good. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, my phone's good. My computer is not. All right. Huh.
So I have this fun little chart that goes through all the chakra centers and, like, what their prime function is. And
perfect.
Like, the main issue and the goal and what senses they're related to and glands and signs. I mean, it goes through everything. And then I also have this fun book that I got from one of my classes, and it's called The Ethics of Caring, and it goes through each chakra. And we did, during the class, we did a fun meditation each week that focused on each chakra, and then we read the chapter that correlated with it. But the best part was is at the end of each chapter, there's these self-reflections. And so there are some really good questions to go through and ask yourself when you're, you know, focusing on a specific chakra or trying to, you know, figure out or maybe just align or balance or what have you.
Okay.
So there's a lot of really, really good information. So should we just start at the bottom and work our way
yep.
up?
Yes. Okay. Well, because what if people don't know where their chakras are or what they are?
This is true.
We'll just start at the beginning.
Okay. So the root chakra is the base one, and that's located at the base of your spine, and that's usually associated with the color red. I mean, that's how I always see it.
Yep.
You too? Okay.
Red, yes.
And it is associated with money. Like Shannon already said, that's kind of your money center. And so...
Security, physical safety, mm-hmm. career, mm-hmm. home, needs, possessions, all those.
Mm-hmm. And then this one has a lot to do with grounding as well and survival, Shannon already said stability. Physically, this is the one where you can get, or where anxiety can be affected, which is not fun. Let me tell you. But some really good questions to ask yourself when you're focusing on your root chakra is, do I fear change in general? And if you're thinking about something in specific, you can, you know, ask, do I fear change in this specific case? What are my next steps on my own psycho-spiritual path at this time? What are my specific resistances to taking these next steps? Have I admitted to myself that I have spiritual longing? Can I commit to or recommit to habits and practices which will take me further towards my spiritual, therapeutic, or developmental goals without involving anybody else? Do I feel insufficient with regard to money? Do I feel insufficient in my own spiritual achievements? And if so, how?
So let's back up. So this one about money, let's just go there because that one...
Okay.
That's, you know, it affects everybody.
Oh, totally.
So when this chakra is out of balance, you'll know because you'll mm-hmm. become obsessive about money, career, and possessions.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't get it off of your mind.
And usually... and usually it's towards the negative aspect of it. So you'll be thinking, I don't have enough, or I need more, or things like that.
Yes.
And when you're thinking those things, you're only bringing more of what you're focusing on. So you're not bringing in more money. You're bringing in more focus of, I need more money, which is saying you don't have any money or you don't have enough money.
Yes.
And when you're...
If I sound distracted, it's my computer. So, yeah. And because when you're in that energy of feeling like you do not have enough money, you get anxious and insecure, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And it can create a what about me energy, and you can like appear greedy and insensitive to others because you're just so stuck in this root chakra, so
mm-hmm.
stuck there. So what do you do if you feel like you're just stuck in that root chakra?
I call you.
And obsessive about money. Yeah, and then I'll balance your chakra. But what else I would tell you to do is to wear red.
Yes. Definitely wear red. You could. It'll even help to eat more foods that are, what's the word I'm looking for?
Root
naturally
vegetable
red.
Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That too, grounded foods that are grown in the ground.
Yes.
You can carry grounding stones, crystals like hematite or bloodstone, or you can carry red crystals.
Red jasper, rubies,
mm-hmm.
garnets. Cleaning your home and decluttering also helps balance this chakra.
Mm-hmm. Because it brings it back to that simplicity of things.
Yes.
And this is a chakra that affects your reproductive system.
And the root chakra?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that.
I did too.
I have to sneeze.
Bless you
well,
in advance. Nice. Yeah, I did too. But according to this little chart, says that the root one affects the reproductive system.
Hmm. Which well, then.
Kind of makes sense to me, but kind of doesn't.
But kind of doesn't.
Because I'm going to have associated with the sacral as well, but I kind of get it at the same time. I get how it could teeter between the two.
True.
I don't necessarily fully buy into it, but I get it.
Yeah, that just doesn't feel
it.
Right
yeah.
to me. But that, yeah, I can get it too. All right. I have that, you know, I don't like to cook, so, yeah, don't even think I do. But I do make a bruschetta. I call it a bruschetta because it's for all of my... For my chakra balancing, because it's all the peppers. It's the red, orange, yellow, green, red peppers, and red tomatoes, and then a white onion. The only thing it doesn't have is purple, which I do find a purple onion sometimes. It doesn't have anything blue for the throat, but I call it my chakra balancing bruschetta.
It sounds good.
It's very yummy. I have to find blue taco chips. That would take care of the blue.
There you go.
Nice. Nice.
I'm trying to think of what I would eat with it because I don't eat chips anymore. So I don't know how I would factor blue in.
You don't eat chips anymore?
No.
I'm
I gave
so sad
them
for
up.
You. There's absolutely no way in hell I'd ever give up chips.
I didn't
Anything
think
else?
I would.
Yes. Never. Wow. Good for
yes,
you.
I'm like 3 years.
3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, you did.
Yeah, so
okay, we better get on the chakras because we only have 35 more minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, it's going fast. Okay. Sacral chakra, orange.
Yes.
That's where you feel everything.
Mm-hmm. This one's, like Shannon said, emotions. This one deals with relationships, your sensitivity.
Cravings.
Morality. Mm-hmm. Cravings.
Addictions. It's totally
desire.
This chakra that needs tips for me. Boundaries. Intimacy, pleasure, joy, beginnings and endings.
Emotional needs. Giving,
so,
receiving. Did you say those already?
Yep. What happens when this one's unbalanced?
Well, naturally you call Shannon, but...
Yes, and I will fix it for you. I will zap you. No problem.
But you can wear orange. You can eat naturally colored orange foods. You can carry orange crystals.
Carrots.
Like carnelian's really good.
Citrine?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I always use citrine for my navel. Isn't that weird?
For the solar plexus one? Yes.
Yeah.
I use that one for that one, too. I use carnelian for the sacral one.
So do I.
So, and this sacral chakra, when it's out, that's when it can lead to anorexia, bulimia, addiction, sexual dysfunction, or depression.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I had, yeah. This is why I think this one is definitely one we need to be aware of, because as women, anorexia, bulimia, we kind of... can go there easily.
Oh,
and all those messy energies, the sexual dysfunction, the emotional needs, the boundaries.
And then some of some self-reflection questions you can ask yourself when dealing with this chakra is...
Okay, give us three.
Okay. Let me see. Do I have strong needs to give or receive nurturing touch? Am
nice.
I afraid to give or receive touch?
Nice.
And let's see. Do I tend to want to hold back the transformative process, particularly if it has anything to do with sex?
There you go.
There you go.
I had anorexia in high school, so I can relate to this.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't eat much. I drank a lot. Didn't eat much.
I drank a lot.
I drank a lot later. But I didn't. I, you know, looking back, crazy. And I was tiny. I was very skinny. But I didn't eat, and nobody knew.
Well, usually when it's something like that, you hide it very well.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't hard to hide it. I think, yeah. That is one of my regrets, that I did that to control my world, because I went from an A student to a C student.
Oh.
Well, because my brain was freaking hungry. I mean, I can joke about it now, but yeah. Freaking hungry. And it happened because my dad told me I was fat.
Oh. That's terrible.
Yep.
I don't think
plus
all
his drinking buddies. Yeah, it was a, you know, pick on the girl. Yeah. And so I ended up with anorexia. I lived on sunflower seeds and Diet Coke. Isn't that horrible?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I don't think parents should ever say things like that to their children, ever. But that's my feeling. Because you can see, you know, your case is a perfect example that how detrimental it can be to the child that you're saying it to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and they didn't even notice, like, or didn't even know. I was actually, because Facebook is so crazy, talking to someone that I knew in, like, junior high and high school, and we had a big falling out, and she never ever knew. Some people knew that I drank because they could smell it. I was bad. I hope my children don't do what I did. Mind you, I know all the tricks. I'll know if they do. But, you know, all of that. So, for me, my sacral chakra, I really have to keep an eye on it, right? Because I do have these tendencies.
And, you know, it's interesting because I, while, you know, especially growing up, I didn't have the greatest relationship with my mom. But one thing my mom always said to me, like, I don't remember, like, very specific encouraging moments or, you know, us sitting down and, you know, doing typical mother-daughter things. But I do vividly remember her frequently telling me that I can do anything I put my mind to.
Nice!
So that's good that, you know, even though we didn't have the greatest relationship, she did offer encouraging words that have stuck with me my whole life.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. I credit my ability to connect to other dimensions is what made me realize, screw this, why am I doing this? As soon as I get out of this family, I'll be fine.
But it's good that you were able to find a source of comfort and clarity and awareness and work yourself through it, you know?
Yes. And I did eat. Like, I ate supper because, you know, it was good beef and I couldn't resist that. But, yeah, it was during the day that I didn't. It was, yeah, craziness. Craziness, craziness, craziness. So because of that, though, when I see kids, like young girls, I can tell if any of them are headed that way. I recognize that energy.
Is there anything that you do or say?
I do energetically.
Oh, okay.
I energetically give them a hug. If I can say something, I would, but most of the time it's not that kind of situation.
Right.
I just sort of keep an eye on them. And if I thought it was getting out of hand and I needed to tell somebody, I absolutely would.
But not their parents, right? Or who would you say?
I would just, yeah, if it was their parents, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would just go, see, right now, there's not anybody that I know that is in that energy. I actually, if I know the kid, I will just sit down and have a chat with them and say, look, you really don't want to do this. I did it, and this is what happened to me, and I regret it. But I do it, like, subtly and without the parents knowing. I'm giving away my secrets. I better stop. Okay. That sacral chakra. Let's go to the solar plexus. Yellow, okay. I choose, I attend, I will.
This one is, like Shannon's saying, the eyes, it's self-control. It's your energy, your vitality.
Self-esteem.
Inner strength. Mm-hmm.
Warrior energy. See, this one's my favorite.
So willpower, desire, personal authority.
This
is Shannon's
also
favorite. This is Shannon's favorite because it deals with anger.
It's also the place of our deep belly laughter, warmth, ease, and the vitality we receive from performing selfless service. Wahahaha. Eating disorders show up here, too. Really?
And then, like we said earlier, I use citrine for this chakra. It says amber is a good one for it as well. You can wear yellow.
Yes. Or gold.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out in the sunshine.
Yes. You can tap into your inner warrior princess or prince.
Kick the cats out of the sunny spot and lay there.
Don't literally kick the cats, though. Just gently move them.
No way. Are you kidding? The cats end up laying on me. Taking hot baths will balance this chakra. I love this. Deep tissue massage, chick flicks. Take classes. Listen to this radio show. It'll balance your solar plexus chakra.
And then some questions you can ask yourself are, do I trust the process?
Nice.
Am I hesitant or fearful about taking a personal or spiritual risk in my own life right now?
Nice. One more.
I'm looking. Nah, those two are good. I can't find another good one in there.
Chocolate must be in there, Dana's asking. I'm sure.
Oh,
I'm sure
definitely.
I must eat chocolate.
Chocolate's a given for all the chakras.
True. And chips.
We're going to have to get Shannon some chocolate-covered chips or something.
No, that's just wrong. No, I don't mix my flavors. I have OCD
really?
That way.
So you don't
You know
buy...
what's interesting to me?
What?
Is that this one I work with a lot, yet pastas, breads, cereals, and stuff is all part of this chakra, and I can't eat any of that.
Interesting.
Because I'm allergic to wheat. It is interesting, so I have to find other ways to balance this one, which is okay. But for everybody else, bread, chocolate, I'm sure. Sure of it. Okay, the heart chakra, green, I give, I care, I love.
Trust.
Mm-hmm.
Balance. I'm eating chocolate now.
Okay, well, Virginia's eating her chocolate. As it was pointed out, this is a spiritual health show, not a nutrition show. Yes, we eat chocolate and chips. Except for Virginia doesn't eat the chips. But I do eat chips, people. Okay, so while Virginia's eating her chocolate, I will tell you about the heart chakra. This one is a bridge between your lower chakras and your upper chakras. And I will tell you this. You want to have your lower chakras balanced to support your upper chakras. Sometimes we focus too much on the upper chakras because it's our spirituals, you know, our intuition, our speaking, all of that. But we need to balance the bottom ones to support the top ones.
Yeah, because the bottom ones are like your, you could see them as like the bottom three being like your physical plane, like your physical body. And so if you're not balanced in those three and grounded in your physical body, you can't truly have the great spiritual experience of the upper chakras.
Yes, exactly. Perfect way to put it.
See how chocolate helps?
It does.
This one's about
if your heart chakra is off balance,
mm-hmm.
you might intentionally push otherwise loving and lovable people away from you. Because you won't have that sense of connection.
This is true. I've dealt with this lots of times.
By closing your heart, you continue to push people away who, in response, reject you again, seemingly validating your initial determination to seal yourself off. Again and again, you pull back. Again and again, you're pushed away. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Your heart becomes more closed, and you become more isolated. So stop.
And then you go.
I was going to say, if it's a balance the other way, too wide open causes problems also. You can become too empathic, too easily picking up on the anger or depression of others. You live at the mercy of the moods and feelings of those around you, and this is draining.
Very.
So that's, you know, why it's important. You want to have your heart chakra open, but not like exploding wide open where you're not able to have your boundaries. So, what do you do to balance this?
Well, wear green, eat green, carry green.
Drink green.
spend some time out in nature, walk barefoot in the grass.
Pet your cat.
Yes. And then you can kind of check in with yourself and ask yourself, are you acknowledging your wish to be compassionate? Do you withdraw from intimacy? Is your desire to be cherished, filled, or unfulfilled at this time?
Eat spinach, just like Popeye.
Mm-hmm. Makes you stronger.
Broccoli.
And then some green crystals.
Peridot.
Mm-hmm.
Emerald.
Jade.
Aventurine. Ooh, and Charity says essential oils like cedarwood and pine. Ooh, pine, yum. I could just smell that when I read that. Nice.
Yum.
Yum.
It's just funny to me. Pine tree.
Okay, throat chakra.
So I give you that. Look, we can't promise to stay on track all the time.
No, we might even run out of time to do all the chakras. That means we'll do another show.
We'll make it through. I feel it. We're going to get it. So the throat chakra, this is blue.
Balanced expression. I express, I listen, I communicate.
This one also can work on creativity. Feelings. Openness. Ooh, this one, it says this one's the balance of the yin and the yang and of the male and the female aspects.
Ooh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. And
it's the center of your personal... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
It's the center of your personal expression and the messenger of your spirit.
And that makes sense. Because this one deals with talking and expressing yourself and messengers carry, you know, bring a message. Your voice carries a message.
This one is also your dream center too, isn't it? I found that odd.
Yeah, you would think that would be your crown.
You would think, but if you want to remember your dreams, you touch your third eye chakra and your throat chakra.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. When this is imbalanced, that's when you have trouble saying what you need to say, and you'll get those sore throats or that scratchy voice or... Yeah. See, because we're talking about it, my voice went scratchy.
Funny, as you're saying it, I'm like, I feel like I need to clear my throat. And the good thing about the throat chakra, a lot of people tend to have underactive throat chakras. Shannon and I don't have that problem, but
yep.
A lot of people do. And so... A lot of times you can you carry crystals or have them close to you, but the great thing is you can wear the crystal around your neck, and it's closer to your throat chakra, so it helps to activate it, you know, get it to be more active.
Yes.
What crystals would you suggest?
Lapis lazuli and sodalite.
I was just going to say sodalite.
My favorites.
Yeah, I think those are really, really good.
Mm-hmm. So to balance this one, you can sing in the shower if you want.
Or in your car when no one's listening.
Yeah.
With all the windows rolled up.
But listen to these ones. This is interesting. Poetry, damper art collecting, scrapbooking, it's all with your throat chakra, meaningful conversations, this radio show.
Chocolate. Chips.
Taking self-development courses. So, yeah, take classes from me. And Virginia, she's starting them too. Yeah, we're all about it. We're all about balancing your throat chakra. Call us.
And then so some questions you can kind of go in and ask yourself and see how your throat chakra is you can ask, do I want to be free of conventions and social restrictions?
Nice.
Do I want to speak and act with more integrity? Do I long to channel wisdom and higher truth? Because this one is the truth one, too.
Yep. Liquids in general are the foods for this throat chakra. Water, fruit juices, herbal teas, tart or tangy fruits, lemons, limes, grapefruit, kiwi, apples, pears, plums, peaches, apricots. All for the throat chakra. Interesting.
Or chocolate. Hey. It always works for me.
And chocolate. Chocolate's for everything. All right. Third eye. Indigo. Telepathy, intuition, dreaming, imagination, and visualization.
And this one also helps with understanding and seeing the big picture, imagination, awareness.
Emphasizing.
Mm-hmm. And if yours is underactive, you can wear indigo clothing. You can carry, what do you think for this one?
Amethyst?
Yeah.
Tourmaline, tanzanite. I love tanzanite.
Or if you're into aromatherapy, lavender is good for this one.
Nice. To balance and boost your third eye chakra, listen to this. Stargazing, eye rolls.
Oh, mine's great then.
That's what I thought. Nice. So every time someone says something and you roll your eyes, you are balancing your third eye chakra, people. Way to go.
I have a great excuse.
I love it. Meditation, take classes to boost your connections to the divine and to developing one's intuition and psychic abilities, and listen to this radio show.
Duh.
Some foods, blueberries. Blackberries, red grapes, raspberries. Yum.
Chocolate. I'll snap on the chocolate.
Oh, no, we only have one more. Keep going on the chocolate.
Oh, why stop now?
Yeah.
Some questions you can ask yourself about your when you're trying to, get insight and self-reflect. Am I fascinated by the demonstration of psychic powers? Do I think that spiritual advancement is measured in psychic powers?
That's an interesting question.
I'm trying to find.
That could be a whole radio show.
Yeah, that's true.
I think advanced spiritually and work on all of that, we do get more intuitive and psychic.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's kind of a personal choice, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that. Okay. One more question.
That's a good question. Let's see. I don't know. Have I acknowledged my longing for mystical experiences?
Ooh.
Mm.
Yes, yes, we have.
We have, but has everyone else?
That's what we are asking, yes. Okay, crown chakra, violet, psychic intuitive abilities.
Enlightenment, higher values, divinity, compassion. What do you got?
Okay. This one is the where we create the belief systems that control our thoughts and actions.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a halo atop the head. There. Everybody's halo is shiny now that's listening. If you are deficient in this, you can have difficulty thinking for yourself, apathy, spiritual skepticism, and materialism. You know what, though? If it's overactive and you don't have it balanced, listen to what can happen. I found this fascinating. Depression, migraine headaches, constant frustration, psychoses, manic depressive, unable to process energy.
Interesting.
It is interesting. So, yeah, you need to maybe balance it a little more if you get migraine headaches. If it's under-functioning, lack of inspiration, confusion, depression again, senility. So to balance this one, do meditations, guided visualizations, which I adore. I should create a bunch. Visiting peaceful and quiet surroundings, focusing on your dreams, writing down some visions, journaling, chocolate, taking spiritual courses, listening to this radio show. I should say that in my hypnosis voice. Listen to this radio show to activate all your chakras and join us in enlightenment today. Okay, I did that because the next one is spend an extended time in silliness. Oops, it's stillness.
You can also carry a clear quartz. If
yes.
You need a little boost here.
Diamonds.
Well, because we all have diamonds to just carry around.
Yeah. You do. Come on. Oh, my goodness. Another way to balance this is, I like this, practice calendar therapy. Cut back on your activities and establish blocks of free time to meditate, pray, and just be.
Mm.
To sit in the sunny spot with a cat.
Love that.
Wear or decorate your room in a shade of purple that's pleasing to you. Because you want to develop your crown chakra. You just don't want to, like, overdo
right.
it and not give yourself that balance.
And so what would you suggest we do if it is a little overactive? Do you have any?
So if you're... crown chakra is overactive. You want to, like, slow down a little. Maybe you're spending too much time on spiritual pursuits, but not enough time on quiet time. Right? Because that can completely happen.
Mm-hmm.
We want more information. We want more. We want more. We want more. Instead of taking those times to just let it all simmer and assimilate.
And I find when my crown chakra is a little overstimulated, I am craving the grounding things that we had talked about with the root chakra. Like, I want red meat, or I want potatoes, and I want things that kind of pull me back down into the physical plane and back down
nice.
Into my body.
Nice. much. You find you are getting migraines and you feel that you might have an overactive crown chakra. Smudge.
I never thought of doing that at that moment. Or in that
it also
time.
Has fasting and detoxing, but I don't recommend that at all. Forget it. Eat chips. Eat chocolate. But do smudge.
Yeah, fasting definitely doesn't work for me.
Oh, me either. Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
So then some questions you can ask yourself for some self-reflection are,
okay,
do I feel comfortable moving back and forth between non-ordinary and ordinary reality? And if so, which is more difficult to leave? And the difference between those two is non-ordinary is like your meditation states and your dream states and stuff like that. And ordinary is like your everyday waking, walking, normal life, you know? So if you have trouble going between the two, are you comfortable? And if you are comfortable, then do you have, if you're not comfortable, do you have difficulty leaving one over the other? Like, do you want to stay sleeping to dream more because you like life better there?
Right.
Yeah, that was all. I'm just going to give one on that one.
Okay.
Because we don't have a lot of time.
Yoga. Yoga is helpful for your crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Guided meditations.
Listening to this show.
Listening to this radio show. And yeah, purple. Lots of purple.
Yes.
Oh, here's another one. Sit with a natural object to which you feel an affinity, like a tree or a large rock, and practice feeling your connection to it.
I love doing that with trees.
Yes. Or you could even do that with your crystals.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the fast track on chakras.
Yeah, because there's so much more information. But we only
yes.
have an hour.
Yes.
And this hour flew by.
Yes, it did. Hey, you know what? I was looking in my crystal Bible for a section on chakras because I thought, well, maybe we need more stuff to talk about. Yeah, we don't. Did you know you can have a blown chakra?
No.
A chakra that has been damaged by drugs, unwise psychic practices, or meditating for too long a period of time. The chakra remains open and cannot perform its functions of energy filtration and mediation. That is crazy.
And scary.
Yeah. So, yeah, going crazy with, you know, unwise psychic practices, you can blow your chakras. Another reason not to do that. Be ethical.
Yes.
Yeah, I opened up the glossary and saw that, and I'm like, what? I'm going to have to do some research on that. We might have to do another show on chakras. Charity asks, how do you fix that? You know what? I don't know. I just
We're gonna have
found
to look
it,
that up.
And I'm like, whoa. Nobody, none of us have a blown chakra. I suspect it would depend on which one it is. Oh, they're telling me 60 seconds. And I don't know. I'll have to go look. How do you fix a blown chakra? I think you would have to get some energy work done for sure.
Yeah, I would think so.
Someone would have to be, who's good at it, would have to put it back together. You could call me, because I actually do know how to do that. I didn't realize it was a blown chakra when we were doing that an exercise. But, yeah, crazy, huh?
Yeah, that's I'm kind of dumbfounded right now because I'm thinking like,
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before and it kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Look in your crystal Bible in the glossary.
I
know,
I don't
want it is
to.
Freaky. But you know what? None of us have that. I think, but you know what? Think of some people that have been at this for quite some time who've gone a little nuts.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Why couldn't you? I mean, seriously, say that they are using their psychic talents for things other than for the good of everybody involved. I can
mm-hmm.
totally see where you'd blow a chakra.
Yep. I can too now that you mention it.
Because I don't think it's unfixable, right?
Right.
Like blowing a tire yeah. or something. You just need to scale it back and
balance yourself out.
Balance yourself. Like it's just going to take some time because it took you a lot of time to blow that, right?
Right.
I know, it's shocking.
It is.
Okay, and on that note, we're ending the show.
Yay!
To prevent low chakras, listen to this radio show. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening and giggling with us.
I'm talking about chocolate.
chips. Good night.
Bye.